I guess we don't have a recording of talking to Dudley or anything.
I got lots of stories. I mean, just thing. We used to stop at be back in there at Seguin. We'd play at Seguin and start back to San Marcos, and be back in halfway back to San Marcos there on that highway, and
be back.
Dudley and you give him a beer, you know, and he'd get out there and hit those balls off that dance floor. There was a dance floor, concrete. And he'd hit them out in those cornfields and cotton fields out there. And he'd do we'd do all kinds of things, but it was lots of fun, lots of good parties on out at the golf.
Well, yeah, Billy tells the story that Dudley had his own language. Was he speaking all that Uchikukuko babe and all that when he knew you? He had a bunch of sayings.
I don't know. He'd get names mixed up. You know, he kind of had a, let's see if I can think of one. Little Swede, they called him. He was,
Carl Gustafson.
Carl Gustafson's, moved out to Cuero. He became golf pro at Cuero. Mm-hmm. But if, you talk to Dudley, he'd call it Curro. He couldn't quite get the Curro out.
Curro.
Curro. Well,
but I mean, there's lots of things about Dudley like that that you remember, you know. He was.
So you didn't get to interview him, though. He's been dead quite a while. I remember we used to work downtown, and he would ride the bus even in his older age downtown, uh-huh. read the newspaper down there on the right down there on Congress, be sitting there, walk by and say hi to him, you know.
He had brothers, Carl and Willie, and they were played golf. All of those boys, they caddied, and they played that. Harvey let them play on Saturday mornings at the Hancock there when he was pro, and all Saturday mornings that was a sight to see out there, all those caddies playing.
So they'd play on Saturday mornings?
Yeah, Saturday morning.
I'll be darned. Real early, I guess.
Yeah, I'd go out there and play with them.
Yeah. I'll be darned. They wouldn't think they'd play on Saturday being a weekend.
On Saturday mornings, most of the golfers would get tee times around 11:30 or 12.
Oh, okay. This is early.
Yeah, early. They'd get out there early.
They'd be through with their golf by then, wouldn't they?
Throw me a 6-iron. You know what I'm talking about.
So Dudley caddied.
Hey, let me borrow your putter. And so, all talking and running around.
So Dudley caddied out there.
Yeah,
early
he caddied.
On.
That's where they got the
start. That's where he got started.
Yeah. That's he learned the game. And
yeah, I'll be darned.
That's it. Yeah. Right there in those days. I remember.
Yeah.
And I remember Jack Shevney. He was a football coach at university. He was from Notre Dame. And he was killed in the war. And he brought a bunch of footballs out there one day. He's the kind of guy he was. And they were balls that they had at the university, got skinned up, and maybe, you know, they could buy another dozen of them for practice for the university football team. And he just threw them out in the caddy yard. And the caddies used to play football out there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who else was caddying in those days, Walter?
Huh?
Who else was caddying?
Oh, man, the Krugers and the Ike.
All the Kruger boys.
Yeah, all the Kruger boys and the.
And they were all white caddies.
That's drained my brain there.
Yeah, they were all white caddies. The black.
Black caddies. Later on, blacks came in, but they didn't let them caddy over there.
Huh.
The boys kind of kept them back then.
Yeah. I'll be going.
Mm-hmm.